I guess for their
So Maddie,
daughters, maybe
it
part
seems like
two.
your anger for him is multi-layered, right?
Oh yeah.
So you're angry that he's not supporting the child. You're not willing to get a paternity test.
No, I'm willing to. I'm just not paying for it.
Okay. And are you going to hire an attorney to get custody?
If that's like necessary, like it seems like it is, because you were like, even when we were talking, you wouldn't let me bring her home. You wouldn't let me do nothing. Like,
she's breastfed. Where are you going to feed her with your boob?
Pump it.
She won't take a bottle. We've been trying the bottle since she was a newborn, and she will not take the bottle.
Why not pay for the paternity test?
$600.
It's $130.
No, plus lab fees.
And he started.
It's just $130. Why don't you just, you got it?
Because I pay for stuff for her. What do you pay for? Nothing.
You don't got a job.
Yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
Benefits for everything.
No, he does not.
Yeah,
I had money saved before I had her. My family's not even rich.
Okay.
You're living with your dad, though?
Yes.
Okay. And he is supporting you?
Yeah, he helps.
I mean, somebody's supporting you. It's a lot to be a mom, right?
Yeah.
Do you work also?
No, I can't. I'm breastfeeding still. So.
Okay. Is there a plan to work?
Yeah. That's why I'm supposed to go back to school in August, but I plan on getting my GED before summer's over so I can work next year instead of be at school.
Okay.
Because I hate relying on other people to pay for my child. I can't stand that.
Even Cody?
No, that's his child too. He should be contributing.
And would there be daycare then, or will somebody else take care of the child?
I'm going to wait until she's one, so she's old enough to like go to my mom's or something when I work.
Your mom had one rule. What was that rule?
Don't get pregnant.
That's the only rule.
Yeah.
You couldn't keep that one rule in mind?
Well, I mean, I didn't plan to get pregnant.
Did you use birth control?
No.
Okay, is that the same thing as planning to get pregnant?
Well, no.
How's it different?
Well, because I wasn't planning on having sex with anyone. Like, if I was gonna get in a serious relationship, then I would have gotten on birth control.
Cody, do you want to have a relationship with Maddie?
No, I got a girlfriend. The other girl I had a kid with.
So you had somebody pregnant.
I didn't know.
Do you still have feelings for him?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Never. No.
But you must have something because he's the dad.
Anger. That's it.
Anger that?
That he's not in her life.
I want to be.
Like, I feel bad for my daughter. I don't want her to grow up without a dad.
These questions suck.
Did you feel like your dad was too far away for you?
No.
No.
My dad's always been there for me. Like, I'm a daddy's girl, and I know that. And she doesn't even know what a dad is. Like, she hasn't seen him since she was 2 months old.
I have no problem, like, stepping up and taking a little ISP. I just want help with the DNA test. That's all.
But you said that it's not worth seeing her if you can't take her overnight. You can't. I'm sorry, I don't trust you.
I can never take my own daughter. I have a kid.
Cody,
I know
listen to me, though. Okay, you had a marijuana plant growing in your backyard. Please don't deny it.
Before I had a kid,
still, what if you do it again and the neighbors call the cops and my daughter's getting taken away?
I obviously stay my life up. I'm not different. I don't party anymore. I do nothing.
Paternity can be established at any point along the way here. I'm just playing the odds. You might want to step up.
I don't know, I really need to get this DNA test. That's all I want.
I can't afford to pay for that. I have to buy diapers for your child that you don't help with. You haven't bought a single thing. Okay, well, I want stuff for Aubrey.
What if you split the cost of paternity tests? You both are deeply invested.
Because then he still hasn't paid for anything for her.
Well, how about this? You split the cost of it. If it's your child, you pay her back in...
He's unreliable, and he won't.
I'll pay her right back as soon as I get it.
Okay. That's a commitment in front of everybody here.
It still doesn't mean anything to me. I can't believe anything he has to say. But he's sitting up here lying in front of everyone, still.
Yeah.
Let's talk about school. Mm-hmm. What's the plan?
I plan on getting my GED this summer. I have my withdrawal letter from school, and I've already, like, signed up, I haven't picked a date yet, because I don't know what I'm supposed to do with her for 2 hours when I'm taking a test.
Okay. GED and then further education?
Yeah, I plan on going to college. I just don't know for sure what yet, because I wanted to be a lawyer, but I'm not going to do that now.
Okay. So that dream, gone.
Yeah.
So birth control for you going forward?
I mean, I plan on going on it.
Whoa. What birth control do you have planned?
The IUD.
IUD.
Yeah.
Eventually. Or something.
Yeah.
And why eventually? Why not now?
Well, I don't know. I just haven't time to do it yet.
Do you have a boyfriend now?
No. I'm not even talking to anyone.
Are you sexually active?
No. I don't even think about sex anymore. I feel like moms don't have sex. So, like, I feel disgusting even, like, thinking about it.
Cody, what are you doing for birth control now?
What do you mean? I don't take birth control.
I know you don't. What are you doing to deal with the possibility
of pregnancy? I learned how to use a condom, though.
Use condoms.
Yeah.
How was Aubrey?
Great. She's the most happy baby there is. And she's learning to crawl right now. She sits up. She says, Mama. She's great.
Before we wrap this up, is there anything you guys want to say to each other?
I hope things work out better than they have been.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Cody. Come.
She's 100% valid. Like, I would not let my kid go to your house and stay the night if you never come to see her. Like, I kind of feel like Dr. Drew is ganging up on her with Cody. So, I don't know. She's 100% valid. I wouldn't trust him either.